When GM eliminated one shift at the Janesville plant in April, workers did begin to get nervous about the company possibly phasing out the SUVs they make. But they hoped GM executives would reward Janesville workers for always producing a quality product during the plant's 80-plus years of operation. UAW Local 95 shop steward John Doner Jr. says the company's plan to close the plant by 2010 confirms his belief that the company is only interested in its shareholders.
One thing you got to understand about General Motors, they're going to plant their flag in whatever country they can where they can make money. It's not about America. It's about making money for their stockholders. That's what they're all about. They don't care about the workers.
Doner Jr. says the union tried to talk with GM about switching product lines in Janesville from the gas-guzzling SUVs to a more fuel-efficient vehicle even before gas prices hit $3 a gallon. Now, he says, with help from Governor Doyle, they'll try to convince GM to keep the plant open to make small and mid-sized cars. Doyle says he's ready to help.
These are the guys that can build the best vehicles anywhere in the world. That's what I would like to see him doing. If GM wants to have a vehicle made with the greatest workmanship, then this is where to do it.
But union leaders acknowledge GM isn't likely to change its plant closing plan. They're already talking about the possibility of transferring some workers to plants in other parts of the country, and they're talking with the governor about gearing up the job center in Janesville to provide training and job placement assistance for the almost 3,000 workers who will likely lose their jobs within the next 2 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.